96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. So you have a son who seems to have developed great punt, pass, and kick skills, or maybe you have a daughter who you believe will be the next WNBA basketball or perhaps a soccer superstar. But how far are some parents willing to go to develop those skills in their children? Are some parents sacrificing their child's education for dreams of sports stardom? Well, my guests tonight are Archie Beslow, youth football coach for Patuxent, the Patuxent Rhinos, and the author of the book, The Parent, the Coach, and Mentor, and Ed Hill, Howard University's Director of Sports Information. We're talking about this really critical issue tonight. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go right to this. Ed, I'm sure that you probably saw last year that big CNN expose about NCAA basketball players at some of the top schools in the nation who were reading on a fifth grade level.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Now, how does that happen?
It happens because somewhere along the line, people aren't made accountable. Parents, you know, this whole sports culture in this country has changed tremendously over the last 20 years because of the popularity, you know, cable, you know, now everyone wants their little Johnny or their little Susie to be a next superstar. And he's going to be the one to take you out of poverty, buy you a new home, you know, you go to work and everybody there applauds you and you get special treatment. And it's become very, very large, especially on the AAU level. I coached for 24 years and it's unbelievable the amount of money that's spent by parents as an investment, they think, for their child's education and future. Mm-hmm. Now, but that's a little misleading, Harold, on the education part. I think some of them look at it and say, well, if he develops his skills, then I won't have to pay $24,000, $30,000 a year for education for 4 years. On the other hand, those along the way, they get a little misguided and education is no longer important. Mm-hmm. And so you have the AAU coaches who come into it, and many of them are not real educators. Mm-hmm. They're people who are in there because there's shoe money involved in it, Nike, Adidas, and all these other major sports and apparel companies. They're investing into these young people hoping that they'll sign the contract with them.
But and obviously that's the big business part. But Archie, you deal with very, very young children and by extension their parents. Do you get that kind of conversation from their parents just because one of the very young children on the team seems to have star potential?
Yes, I do. Actually, I'm Coach Archie, and I represent the Patuxent Rhinos. What I do different from a lot of other coaches, man, I play all my kids. Mm-hmm. I don't specialize in a superstar kid because these are kids. A lot of parents are driven by these top athletes thinking that their babies are going to be phenoms. But at the end of the day, you're losing insight that the younger kids need more academics. They need more structure. They need more life lessons, talking about life instead of telling the kids you have to get a scholarship. And a lot of these superstar kids, they're not getting a book. They're not making a grade.
So what do you tell their parents when you begin perhaps to notice that, you know, a child who really seems to have a lot of potential, but, you know, perhaps you don't see the same kind of enthusiasm from his parents about his education, if you do it at all?
I do. What I do, I have incorporated a program called Read Before Contact. What I do is I do mandatory reading on Mondays, all my athletes. So what that does is it bridges the gap between my superstar athletes and my A students. So when in return, what happens is I uplift education. Mind you, I coach football just to use it as a vehicle to get our kids educated. Mm-hmm. That's it. I can care about winning. I can care about losing. I just focus on academics, academics, academics. I had a lot of dads say, well, I want my son to be a tight end. I said, well, I want your son to read 2 chapters in this book for me on Monday.
And what did they say?
They'll look at me crazy. Well, my son come here to play football. I said, well, Dad, if he's going to play for Coach Archer, he's going to read a book every Monday. Mm. And he's going to stand before his peers and let me know what he read.
I need to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. A lot of folks want to get in on this conversation. No doubt, at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Education, athletics, are parents going too far to support the athletic kids and not their education? We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, are some parents sacrificing their child's education for dreams of sports stardom? My guests tonight are Archie Beslow. He is a youth football coach for the Patuxent Rhinos, and he's also author of the book, The Parent, the Coach, and the Mentor. And Ed Hill, Howard University's Director of Sports Information. Lines are open. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to you even after 7:30 when we continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Ralph calling from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so this is an excellent topic, and I definitely wanted to chime in. So if we look at this, look at it from a math equation perspective, right?
Keep it tight, Ralph. I got a lot of folks on the line.
Yes, sir. So I'll keep it very brief. So there's about 5,000 sports professional jobs if you add the NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball, hockey, and soccer, right? And there's about 31 million males in the United States from the age 0 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
So if our parents look at it from that equation, the possibility of these 31 males making it to one of these professions is astronomical.
Yeah.
But if we look at the professional rank positions, your CPAs, your doctors, your lawyers, there's millions of those type of jobs available. So if we really put it in a math perspective and really look at these numbers and averages, and we explain to our kids and push them to get involved in maybe STEM programs and just from an mm-hmm. educational standpoint, then I think we can reverse the trends of parents really pushing kids into the sports world.
Let's hope so, Ralph. Thank you so much. But come on, Ed. You know, when you've got the next LeBron James, because that's my child. I you know, I've been watching my son dunk since he was 4 weeks old. Okay, and he's got size 14 feet at 2 years old. So I know he's going to be the next Michael Jordan, LeBron James, what have you. Parents don't want to hear that.
And on top of that, though, Harold, they get special treatment. You talked earlier about how things evolve to that point. The teachers at the school, everyone that's in their universe, is getting them special treatment. So they get shortcuts. Education is not important. And trust me, you know, what you're doing, you know, with your program over the Archie is that's rare. It's in basketball, it's not too many parents want to hear what you're telling them. That, you know, football, you may be able to get away with that. But in basketball, everybody wants there to be the LeBron James, the Moutiers, all these top flight. And trust me, everyone from about 8 years old that's bouncing that basketball, in that basketball, they know about the top stars, and they think they're going to be the next one.
But Archie, real quick, before the break, you said, you've told some dads, some football dads, look, I want your son to read this book on Monday or to finish it next week or what have you. And they kind of give you pushback. Just real quick, you know, what kind of conversations are you having with him? Are some parents coming around or are they still giving you pushback?
All the parents are coming around. I do some very rare that other coaches don't do. I lose a football game on purpose every year. And parents just look at me crazy. And all that.
I would too.
I probably. Know, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my premise is I want to teach our kids how to lose and how to recover, because you lose more in life than you win. And that's just my perspective. And as it relates to them reading their books on Monday, I'm trying to teach the kids a gamut of everything that they need in life. I'm just trying to arm these kids with all the education I can possibly arm them with.
I appreciate that. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. That includes Wilson from Manassas, Brian from Laurel, Dolores from Chantilly, Chuck from Baltimore, and Reggie from Richmond. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation next on Sirius XM Channel 141.